Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Terrell. How can I help you?
I'm sorry, your name is Terrell?
Yes.
Okay. I am disputing a transaction that showed up on my card. I'm not understanding why it's even there.
All right, can you send me a zip code, please?
97827.
What would the first and last name be?
REDICK.
All right, Ms. Ritter, could you please verify your shipping address?
Well, I've never gotten anything, so I don't know how you'd even send anything to me.
Am I not able to access your account without knowing your shipping address to verify that is you? So can you please verify your shipping address?
Well, I'm never putting anything in. I've not gotten anything. That's my problem. I've got a charge on my card, and I apparently can't do anything about it at the moment. And they said to contact you, and now I've got another charge coming through for, pretty sure it was the same company, for $39.99. First charge was $59.99 in April, and I disputed it, and I just had a $39.99 come through. Don't understand why, because I've never ordered anything from you guys.
So, ma'am, you said you disputed the charge in April?
Yes, I did it this month and the end of last month.
You disputed it with your bank, if I'm correct?
No, my Cash App card. So that's quite a bit of money so far you guys are taking from me, and I don't know even know why.
Well, ma'am, I can't really do anything until you verify your shipping address so I can know that it's you I'm talking with.
But I never put anything in. I've never received anything from you. That's what I'm trying to say. But you guys are charging my card.
Ma'am, if you are being charged, the only way that I can tell you what you are being charged for is if you verify your shipping address. I cannot go forward without verification that it is you.
Okay. It's 72264 Palmer Junction Road, and that's in Elgin, Oregon. And I already gave you the address, zip code.
All right, so it seems like on the 23rd of April, you entered the contest for the Bites Up Mixer.
I never entered in anything. But I would like my money back. I've never gotten anything from you guys. I haven't even created
So you don't remember
account.
Entering the contest for a mixer for this, and you paid shipping and handling for $6.95?
No, that wasn't what that was for. That was from something totally different. That
yes,
I had received Dyson.
So that $6.95 you paid was for a contest entry to the Dyson mixer. The contest it tells you in the terms of the business that you will be enrolled in a meal plan app, which shows you how to use real food to boost your energy, cut sugar, and carb cravings.
Nothing was ever done with you guys, so I would like my refund. That wasn't even what that was for. That $6.95. And then all of a sudden it popped to you guys. I don't know why.
Yes, ma'am. That's $6.95.
It was an advertisement for some shoes. How did it even go to you guys? Boy, that was a hoodwink on me.
Well, ma'am, you have been enrolled in Bites Up Mixer.
And you guys just did another $39.99. I would like a full refund. I did not do anything. I have not done anything with you guys. I'm getting upset. This is ridiculous. And I can't turn my card off because I've been using it. I have bills to pay. So many questions.
Yes, ma'am. So I can cancel the account, but most all I can offer is 50% sin as it was a charge back in April.
Well, what about the $39.99 you just did 10 minutes ago?
We only have the $59.89 on file, ma'am. You probably need to call your bank to see the number and post it next to that charge.
Oh, my God.
Or try this number, 855-207-1119. But all I can issue is 50% now.
No, I want it all back. I've gotten nothing, and I did nothing. So I want my entire money's back. I don't want half of what you took. That's not even right.
All right, well, I can issue a full month minus $5 for the setup fee.
What is it, what's that? Where did that go? Chat. Support. They said they couldn't do anything about it because it hadn't posted yet when I contacted them. They were waiting for you guys to do something. Yeah, $59.89. That is ridiculous. That's almost $100.
Ma'am, your refund has been issued for you. You should see that back in your account for 3 to 5 business days. I don't know about $39.99. We don't have that charge on you for file. I would say contacting the bank to understand where that charge came from.
It says you guys again. That's why I'm calling. It's like, okay, I've already disputed that.
All right,
that
call this number.
All right.
855-207-1119.
And who is this?
Should be the people you're looking for, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you for contacting customer service. You have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks. That was a hoodwink, I tell you.